Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 18th. Tesla has significantly expanded its supercharger pilot program for non-Tesla EV owners to several more European countries. In November of 2021, we saw Tesla take its first step in the Netherlands, where non-Tesla EV owners began charging using the Tesla app. In January, the automaker announced expansion to Norway and France, but now the roster includes several stations in the UK, Spain, Sweden, Belgium, and Austria. Now, not all the stations in these countries are accessible to non-Tesla EVs, but it was a significant expansion nonetheless. The automaker is expected to do the same in North America, but it's going to be a little more complicated since the market uses Tesla's proprietary plug instead of the now-growing standard of CCS. Tesla has been removed from the S&P 500's ESG index. It came after CEO Elon Musk trashed the system that is supposed to be measuring sustainability of a company or investment. ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance, and it has been criticized for using a flawed assessment system that doesn't truly take into account the environmental benefits of a company's business. Musk has been vocal about his disagreement with the rankings, recently writing on Twitter, quote, "Stop the outrageous false ESG assessments where Tesla gets a bad grade, but an oil company can get a good grade. Total gaming of the system." Now, Tesla scoring poorly on this profile isn't really a new development. The ESG also does take into account non-environmental issues, as the S and the G in their name would imply, in which, in the social aspect, they have been critical of Tesla's company culture. Tesla has started to offer its new Giga Texas-built Model Y to some customers as an option to accelerate delivery. This new vehicle is equipped with the new 4680 structural battery pack, which does result in significantly different specifications. Tesla never has listed this on their website, and what we know, we got from the EPA filing that revealed 279 miles of range and an all-wheel drive powertrain. It's billed as the Model Y Standard Range All-Wheel Drive. We recently learned that it starts at $59,990 and has a 0-60 acceleration in 5 seconds. This one is equipped with a few new features, including a magnetic center console armrest and a parcel shelf. But now Tesla is reaching out to local buyers in the Austin area to take delivery of the new version sooner to cut down on wait times. Buyers will have a few options if they want to technically downgrade their order from a different trim level that they had previously paid for. Tesla has started to push a new software update to increase the top speed limit of autopilot vehicles with Tesla Vision. They're going to go up to 85 miles an hour. It's been almost 1 year to the day that Tesla announced the transition to the Tesla Vision autopilot without using radar hardware. The idea is that the transition would be hopefully short, using just camera-based computer vision to make up for the radars that they were previously gathering data for. The system has taken some time to get its sea legs again, and for the time being, they had a speed limit that was reduced to improve safety. Given the recent increase, it's not quite on parity with the pre-vision-only autopilot top speed, but it's still welcome progress. Tesla has a few more kinks to work out with the software, including a known issue called phantom braking. Elon Musk announced that Tesla is going to hold a new AI Day, and it's going to release many cool updates. The event will be held on August 19th, and true to character, with affinities for numbers and dates, that's 1 year to the day after the original AI Day back in 2021. We can expect Tesla to release details about the progress made with full self-driving beta, of which Musk recently said that Tesla aims to have 1 million people with the beta by the end of the year. Tesla has also been developing a new version of its self-driving chip, as well as progress on the supercomputer called Dojo. Unfortunately, this AI Day will likely miss out on a presentation from Tesla's head of AI, Andrei Karpathy. Starting in late March, he began a sabbatical leave from Tesla, a move which many worried could become permanent. Electrify America has announced the start of a 15-year virtual power purchase agreement with renewable energy developer TerraGen. The project, named Electrify America Solar Glow 1, is estimated to produce enough solar power to annually offset the energy delivered on the current EV charging network. Of course, this 15-year agreement will coincide with the rapid expansion of the Electrify America network that has been previously announced. Be that the case, they will likely need to purchase more solar agreements if they wish to continue advertising net zero in the future. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.